Hello, darlings. Thank you for coming. Come in. Come in. You can put your gear there. Where would you like to set up the camera? Yes, yes, that should be fine. Before we start, they told me you would have a summary sheet. I'd like to familiarize myself with the expected content. Okay. This week on Inside the Artist's Mind, la la la. Worked on both sides of the canvas, la la. Muse and artist theme, where does inspiration and creation begin? Okay, yes, I can work with this. How do we do it? Do we just start talking? Perfect, I'm ready when you are.
Artist interview, take one.
First, I'm so pleased to be here with you. Thank you for having me. I guess I can say that I've always been interested in art, fine arts in particular. For me, the advantage fine arts have, be they painting or sculpting or other forms like books or film, is that they are so incredibly tactile. You can hold a book, of course, but they all feel more or less the same. The shape, the texture, tells you a little more about the content. Whereas art, fine art, it has volume. It has curve and angle, all of which tell you about the subject in ways that words never could. Art engages all of our senses. You can see it, of course, but if you truly experience a piece, you can smell the oil paint, you can taste it on the air. You can hear how the current of the room flows over its layers. If you're bold enough, you can touch the rough edges. Yes, that sort of thing has led to my, let's say, invitation to depart many a showing. I did start as a model, as has been well documented in both the high and the low brow. When I sat for Korsoff late in his career, he would go on about Max Ernst. He liked to go on in general. He could be almost lyrical about the texture of the work, the feel that the layers of paint gave. He was always reaching for that height of expression, but found himself quite frustrated trying to get there. He would say, "We can show the dew on the grass, but how can we know if we can't feel the wet bleed into our finger?" That's a good question. The model's first job is to be still. That is clear. When the artist has an inspiration, the model cannot get in the way by distracting the eye. It seems an easy job, but I'd challenge anyone to do it for long. It takes focus, concentration. But the model does have a secondary role to play, or so I've found. No artist can exist in a state of constant inspiration. It would crush the mind, you see. I'm convinced that is what happened to Van Gogh, no matter what the books say. There are times when the role of the sitter isn't to model an idea, but to inspire it. And this takes a different set of skills. I'll tell you about Korsoff, shall I? I don't believe that this has ever been covered before. Korsoff also admired Pollock. Not that they shared any similarities in style. Pollock dribbled, Korsoff used impasto. But the appreciation of texture was the same. When I sat for Korsoff here in London, he was incredibly frustrated. There was some essence, some fundamental sense of touch that he wanted, but didn't know how to get. We tried all sorts of methods. We tried having him compose from the floor, back from 100 meters, right up close. We tried clothed, draped, and undressed. Nothing would satisfy him. What Kossoff needed, what many artists have needed, women and men, is to experience the tactile before composing it. Yes. To start, it was just painting my body. The technique for transfer from the body to the canvas came later. But even to place the concept on the curvature of a body instead of a flat surface can inspire a novel approach to composition. Well, darling, inspiration is as inspiration does. So if you want to call it glorified body painting, I'll take it. But we both know the results speak for themselves.
Right, let's break for lunch.
Ugh, I'm always so unsure how formal to be in these things. Was I too uptight? Oh, thank you. Listen, darling, I appreciate the chance to give my perspective to the public. I really do. But that last question was rude, frankly. I trust the segment will be a bit more balanced. No need to apologize. I've heard it all my life. If the drive to create could be sidetracked by noise, I'd never have gotten anywhere. But I do think there are some things we can do that will broaden your perspective before we head into the afternoon session. After all, we find ourselves alone here, with space and supplies and at least an hour until the crew returns. Can I show you how creation is just that, regardless of whether mundane or erotic? Come with me, then. This is my small studio. I keep it here in case I can't go back to Devon and there's something I have an urgent need to try. Come on. Don't be shy. Darling, the whole world has seen my body. I can't exactly be ashamed of my nudity now. Come. Listen, this is what we're going to do. You see that seascape over the desk? No, it's not something special, you snob. That is the point of it. I collect ordinary art and reinterpret it to find the spark of inspiration in the original and make it burn brighter. You are going to help me paint that on my body. You will see that the process carries sensational, emotional, and erotic information to the transfer, and that you cannot capture any other way. You'd better take that shirt off, or you'll ruin the continuity of the next segment. Now I will lie here on the desk. You are familiar, I assume, with how the paint works? Yes, like that. Well done. Now that you've mixed, stop. Smell the paint. Let it fill your senses. Good. So to start, and don't be afraid, this is actually impossible to do wrong. Only the outcome can be better or worse, more or less appealing, but never wrong. Take the finest brush and start to apply. I think the line of where the sea meets the shore is the anchor of the piece, so I'd suggest starting there, at an angle to my navel. That's it. You can't hesitate on this. It lies the foundation for the whole. You must be bold. Yes, I do enjoy the sensation. Very much. It's the softest kiss you can imagine. From my center point, up between my breasts. Who wouldn't like that? A whisper touch across my skin. Well done. Now, do you see the umbrella? Your inclination will be to paint it right over my breast because of the shape. But this is the trick. On the canvas, the image is flat, but the curve of the front is implied through perspective. So you should paint half on and half off my breast to give it the shape that the original can only suggest. And before you do, you must hold the breast. Feel its texture. You can only know the dewdrop if it bleeds into your finger. You can only know the umbrella you create if you understand the soft give of my breast. Yes, that's it. The point can go on my nipple. That's perfect. That's also enjoyable. Lovely. Now the water. The stomach. The thighs. These are perfect to capture the undulation of waves. My only advice is to be unafraid. Go thick, like a wave that could actually pull you down. Really feel the paint on my stomach, on my thighs. There, use the thicker brush. The watercolor condenses in the transfer, so you can't do too much. Yes, you can paint between my thighs. In fact, I insist. This is what you're here to learn. The erotic is fundamental to the composition, not some side titillation. Oh, that's it. Get in there. Oh, try a heavier brush. Yes, that's it. Oh. It'll work better if you get a handful. Now, don't throw it on, but smear it. Rub it. Feel it. Yes, my darling, that's it. Make me your ocean. Can you feel the wet rising between my legs? Ah. Pet, touch me, paint me, take some of the white, mix it in, start from my other breast, rub it all over. Yes, right on the nipple. You can pull it, rub it, that's it, move down over my stomach. Let your fingers trail to capture the seafoam. Down to my pussy, that's right. Don't stop now. Get it on there. No, darling. The wet only improves the transfer. It gives it an essence. Like the French say, je ne sais quoi. Indescribable, but essential. Ah, yes. That's it exactly. Oh, you're perfect for this. I can never do this part myself. Not if I don't want the paint to dry before we get to the transfer. That's it, darling. Touch me. Touch me right there. Really feel the texture of my skin, of your beach under your hands. Smell the rich sea air. Smell my arousal. Yes, that's it. Oh, right there, right there. The composition will work best if I achieve climax. Do it, darling. Do it for the art. Create me, darling. Take my nipple in your mouth. The water pain isn't toxic. Suck me, pet. Get your fingers inside me now. That's it. Oh, as far as you can get them. Feel every crevice of me. Oh, find my special place. Oh, can you do that? If you can, it will flow through me. Through both of us. Releasing us from the bondage of this moment. Opening a sea of creative energy as both pleasure and desire welcome us into sweet abandon. Oh, oh, yes, darling, you beautiful pet. Oh, that's just it. The paint will start drying in 15 minutes or so. You'll have to hurry it up. Oh, get between my legs and lick me. Oh, that's it. Get in there. Get in there and lick. Kiss and lick. That's it. That's it. Lick me, darling. Right there. That's so beautiful, darling. Just like that. Let the expression flow forth. Just make me fucking come. Ah, yes, I feel it. That's it, darling. Yes. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, fucking. Almost there. Ah, it's so close. I can see the tide approaching. Yes. As soon as I climax, you have to get the transfer sheet on me. You'll have to lay it on me. And then lay yourself on top. It won't bleed through. I think it's almost up on me. That's it. Make me come, you beautiful muse. Get the sheet. Get it on. That's it. Don't hesitate. Lay on it. Press it with your hands. Yes, my breast too. Lay on me. Lay on top. That's it. That's it. That's it. You can get off now, darling. You've done good work. The transfer goes in the solution there, then to the canvas. No, there is more. A lot more. That is where technique and skill come in. But the soul of the piece. You've helped me to draw that out. So now, you can also be famous as an artist model. You certainly understood the second half of the job. And darling, just think on this. Perhaps the name of the show shouldn't be Inside the Artist's Mind, but just Inside the Artist.